Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You'll be sorry.
At Charmin, we understand the last thing you should have to worry about right now is having enough toilet paper. Please know we're working around the clock to get you more Charmin as quickly as possible. We're also donating $2 million to direct relief to serve our communities. In the meantime, from our Charmin family to yours, please stay safe.
For the ones we trust to always be there, for the ones caring for others, for the ones who keep things going, no matter where they are. In extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines, and the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is open. Shop Lowe's and pick up 5 bags of Scott's mulch for just $10. Offers valid 6/11/20 through 6/24/20. In-store only while supplies last. Selection varies by location. U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
From Oakland to Morgan Hill to Mountain View. This is KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, 95.7. The Game. Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
95.7 The Game is live and local this weekend from 10 to 2 Saturday. It'll be John Dickinson and that guy Steven Langford. And then Sunday, JD will be back with Kyle Madsen, K-Boogie, from 10 to 2 this Sunday. 95.7 The Game is going live and local again this weekend. Steiny, I got a text from the Guru during the break saying, throw it to him. Yeah, he needs to apologize.
No, really, now, I do.
What do you need to apologize about?
So I owe you two a compliment because you did me a favor, and I leave Saturday. Nobody asks. I'm going to L.A., and I'm flying. I'm not driving the caddy.
Oh,
so I'm excited,
bye-bye,
and I'm a little nervous. So before the show, when we got done with our early conference call like we do every day, I just, you know, I wanted to bring my best for you two because we had a good week. So I took a shower. And in doing so, I put on my shirt and didn't put on my short, my regular short. So I just had my boxers and I was rushing to get to my lab. And I got up on Zoom and not even thinking of you all. And I hated you had to see me in my boxers. So I do apologize. No, I really mean that. That's uncalled for, embarrassed. You can find me if you like, but I'm embarrassed. So I just owe you guys an apology, all this, all that, Steiny. So I know we talk about the T-shirts, but boxers, I don't want to see that, bro.
How about the yak?
Don't do that, Coop.
Wow. Yeah, so there it is. There's my apology.
Again, it's just...
Bonte didn't see me, I guess. Yeah.
God, we're so stupid.
I try, and I mean this wholeheartedly. You ain't the guy who won a contest anymore, bro.
Right.
You're a professional radio man.
Oh,
all right,
man.
So you don't do a radio show in underwear, okay?
It's my father.
Whoa. That's all. Hey,
I wasn't trying to do it. I forgot, Steiny. I forgot.
I'll say this.
Help me out.
I didn't. Well, number one, I didn't see Guru.
Basketball.
Okay,
game,
cool.
Right?
I'm good. He didn't see me.
I didn't see Guru in the boxers, but I will say this: when Zoom hasn't been up and running for us,
Who's to say I haven't done a show in straight boxers? Right. No t-shirt, no socks.
Yeah, Stein,
nobody
there
can
you
see
go.
Me. Yeah. I'm home alone. I got a microphone. You know what? Might have been my best performance doing that.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing, and here's the rest of the story. It's not just that he was wearing boxers. They were kind of like John Stockton short boxers. You know what I mean? It's like, get a bigger pair of boxers. Yeah, like what's the point of wearing boxers if you're squeezing around your upper thigh?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Probably old.
I have a
probably
wife.
Been through the washer one too many times and probably has got some shrinkage to him. You know, over
thighs
time.
Growing a little bit. Thighs growing during the pandemic, you know.
Gurus are pro now, Steiny. But, you know, he still has that mentality at times that he won a contest. And so, therefore, he doesn't go out there and buy new boxers. He still thinks he's balling on a budget.
My underwear game is on point, but I've been slipping. So, I'm going to up my game. But, sorry, Steiny, you had to see that. When I saw you write it, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. By the way, Chris Haynes.
Yeah, go ahead, Steiny.
Howard Beck reporting. Is that what you were going to say, Bonte?
I was going to go there in a second, but go ahead with the Chris Haynes because I want to hear this one.
This is Chris Haynes just said as Taylor Rooks and Howard Beck report, Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving has organized a call tonight for players to discuss what position they should take. He's of the mindset that during racial tension, not returning to play should be considered, sources say. Now, who says Kyrie ain't a leader?
Wow.
Yeah.
This is not looking good.
Yeah, not at all.
This is not looking good. Let's continue to stay on this from 650 to Chill Out of Body text line. Are you guys doing anything goals today? Absolutely we are. Anything goals at 1:40 p.m. And you know what? Do we got Robin's call? We have Robin's call ready to go. Because this is what happens on Anything Goes. And this is the bar that Robin in San Francisco set. Here's what she did on Anything Goes. 1:40 today on BSNG every Friday. Here is the bar Robin in San Francisco set.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my son, 22 years old, who I kicked out the house along with his girlfriend. May you find your way. Mama's showing you tough love. You can't come back. You can't eat off me. You can't live off me free. And you definitely can't have sex under my roof free. Now, all you have to do is come back and get your damn dog.
So, you got any kids you want to throw out the house?
Wow.
You know, got some bills you don't want to pay? You want to rip a pizza parlor? A grocery store? Anything goes, 1:40. You got 30 seconds to get anything off your chest. And that is the bar that Robin set. Destroyed her son.
I'm hoping her and her son are, and the girlfriend got thrown in it, too.
Yeah,
she went everywhere. I hope they patched it up. Maybe, you know what I mean? It's been a couple of weeks.
I just want to know if he came back and got the dog. Like, what's up with the dog?
I'll tell you what, he either did or Robin put the dog out.
Oh,
or the dog Robin left on his own. Or the dog left on his own.
Yeah, dog said, to hell with this. I'm not living with Robin. Go. By the way, real quick, 925, do you guys think Draymond will get traded after the tweets he liked? And what the 925 is talking about was at a point in time, and I don't know if Draymond got hacked on Twitter or whatnot, but he liked a tweet. He liked a tweet that was slandering Ayesha Curry. You guys see that?
Yeah, I did see it. And I'll tell you this. Let's hope he did get hacked, but you know, your lovely Anna or your partner, Steiny, if I were to like something.
Who the hell is Anna?
My girlfriend.
Way to know your co-host.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Steiny. Right,
means a lot. I don't know. Wait.
Tell Anna. Diamond, you're doing a great job.
That's my bad.
Good guru. I understand.
If you guys would have said something about my wife, we got to just have a conversation.
A wife.
You know what I mean? We got to have a conversation. So maybe Drake did get hacked, but you know that was kind of inflammatory what they said. It was.
I'd like to apologize to Anna.
Good look. Okay, there you go.
Because I met Anna a couple times.
There you go.
Actually, no, I've only met her once. I think one time.
My bad.
So
where Schroeder's draft party?
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. It was at the draft. The draft.
I was like,
party.
What is that? Oh man, she's probably not listening.
Yeah, you know what's funny, though? Honestly, we don't, you know, we say my girl, your girl.
We don't say names.
Yeah,
we don't say names.
All right.
I try to keep it on the down low, especially because there's a couple texters out there back in the day. You know, they were texting like, oh, Bonte, man, you're in the big leagues. And I'm like, boy, like we go out to these live events. I go out to these live events and she'll come tag along and, hey, I'm Anna. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, I know who you are. I've seen you on Instagram. I've checked your Instagram out. It's like,
oh, wow.
Bro.
Yeah, that's
bro.
Creepish. That's creepish.
Can I say
something real quick about Kyrie? So as a black man, you guys know how I feel and stand with the protest and how shocked I am that it's still going on. But for him, Kyrie Irving, to just throw that out there that, you know, forget COVID-19, just the racial tension, this would be a first by a league to stop play because of that. And again, it's worth protesting forever. Protest all you want. But again, I preference me being black. I was like, okay, this will die down, or I'm kind of wait for it to die down, the protest. It hasn't. But kudos to him and however other many players, if they want to send a message and they're feeling it that strong, Dame Lillard, I got to think he's speaking for a bunch of players, and we very well may not. It won't be COVID-19 was what stopped the season, Stani and Bonte. It was racial tension. And kudos to all involved if that's where we end, if that's what ends up happening.
I mean, yeah, like,
we'll
see.
Over for them. It ain't over for them is what I'm saying, Stani, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. As they say, this situation is fluid.
Mm.
Definitely.
And the racial tensions wouldn't just be the only thing that stops play. It's
right.
The racial tensions wow. On top of the bubble, on top of the restrictions in the bubble, on top of the fear of catching COVID-19, on top of the fear of not having a vaccine. I mean, it's just one. There is a lot of issues here that Adam Silver has to figure out here, and hopefully they do that on a conference call. 888-957-9570. What would you do if you were Adam Silver right now? Would you say, to hell with the season, let's cancel it and come back in 2021? Would you go ahead and go through with the bubble? And what happens if somebody does catch COVID-19? Do you go on with the games? What if it really is two-thirds of the top 40 players in the league saying, yeah, I'm not feeling the restrictions. I don't want to go to Orlando. I mean, what would you do out there? 888-957-9570. Even as Warrior fans, you got to think the Warrior fans, Steiny and Goo, will want to see some playoff action. Like, because one thing I don't want to happen, season gets canceled and it's petty, but one thing I don't want to see happening is, oh, well, you know who went to 5 straight NBA finals? They got a chance to go to 6 straight. Oh, the Golden State Warriors. Oh, defending Western Conference champions. I don't want to see anybody use that crutch out here in the Bay Area.
Well, but you can't, but they'll be able to.
Coming. Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like
we and how you
Stine,
drew it
you know
up,
that would
but
drive
hey.
You crazy. Yeah. That would drive you crazy, Stine.
You know what? That would not be hot. Believe it or not, like you know how I am. A lot of times, facts are facts, and that would be it. And as Guru would say, those are facts.
Those are facts.
That would be a fact that if the playoffs are canceled this year, Warrior streak is intact. It is.
It's just. Wow, man. And here I am. I'm having trouble now. Help me, you guys.
Hey.
Why, you think about Jock Pretty?
Monte,
no,
help
about
me.
Jock Pretty?
Ooh.
No,
Jock Pretty
I'm
coming
just...
up at 1 p.m. today, by the
yeah,
way.
I'm ready. That's all. I'm
did
saying
you get
that.
Coached
way,
up last night, Goo?
No
talk
coaching.
Dibs?
No coaching.
Talked to Dibs last night?
Yeah, we didn't link up. We didn't link up.
Are you just
so
are you serious?
I'm being real. Yeah.
Dibbers telling!
Did you call him? Did he to pick up?
No, I didn't feel like I need it. I'm going to see how I do this time, and then when I come, you know, I'll call him if I flame out this one.
So you just stiffed Dibley. You didn't call him at all. Did he reach out
to
you
together.
At all?
Yeah, no, he didn't. We were supposed to get together. We'll get back to it. Yeah. Honor the Niner.
Interesting. He popped over yesterday, by the way.
Did
really?
You bring up that I was waiting on his coaching?
Maybe.
Because he had reached out to me.
Yeah, he reached out to you before he got over to me.
Okay, gotcha.
Before he came.
Oh, so what happened yesterday, Stine? Is that the real reason why Guru and Dibs didn't get together? Did you put? Hey. Did you throw some salt there,
oh,
Snotty?
Wow.
Hey,
did you voice your concerns?
Hey, nah, Dibs and I just had a good time over here. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he forgot.
Okay, I got you.
So I was. So that's drinking. What it was. Dibley there forgot to call Duro to Guru Johnson. He forgot to call his student.
Not just call me Dibber Claus.
Yeah,
I actually got my chest out. I'm just gonna perform. Because, like, at the end of the day, like I said about this Jeopardy thing that I participated in, if you put us in a room and ask me and pick my brain about my knowledge, I got some. I got a lot. So I just pressure myself. I'm going to take a deep breath, write the categories down, and let the chips fall where they may. Okay. And I ain't going to scream, guru, guru. I'm just going to say guru. And if they don't hear me, they don't hear me.
He's a competitor.
They're going to throw me off, you know. I'm going to ease into it, Bonte. I'm overthinking it. You know what I mean?
What game is going to be on at 1 o'clock, Guru, on NBA TV so I could know that what you're really paying attention to?
That was a nice one. But go ahead, Stoddy, you're saying something. That was nice, B. Watching the Warriors.
That's a problem.
It's going to be fun. And I didn't even know we were going to do it because Whitey was in on the morning show, so he's going to double dip a little bit.
Oh, that's
right.
We can
double dip. He's taking a nap right now.
Get Bonte speaking for him. We love you, Whitey.
He's ready to go. It's prime time, baby. Whitey's ready to go.
Look at Bonte. Wow.
Oh, you know, man. Just want to see those standings. You know what I'm saying? Just want to see the odds. You know, Steiny's probably another favorite today. He should be favored.
I don't know. I'm not feeling good today for some reason. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Uh-oh.
I mean, just about the competition.
I kind of like hearing that. I'm like, okay, Steiny, I got a shot.
I'm not taking the bait. It's like the banana in the tailpipe, right? I'm not taking that bait with Steiny. I'm not taking the bait. Back to the NBA for a second at Adam Silver and Company, 888-957-9570. What would you do if you were Adam Silver? You know, Steiny, you asked us the other day, all right, now's the time to just throw the rat on the table on whether or not you believed Giannis Antetokounmpo was coming to the Golden State Warriors. I ask you guys, right on the table, here it is Friday, June 12th. Will the NBA resume in Orlando on July 30th?
Jeez. Goo, you want to start? Or?
Yeah, I'm saying now with this, with what Kyrie said, and I would never say they're hiding behind the racial tension aspect of this because I don't believe that to be the case. But, Bonte, you kind of summed it up, surmised it all. It's too much going on. And if they're feeling that way and their heads, just part of their mind is there to where they feel like they're being not played, but like not down for the cause or whatever, there's no way they're playing. So I'm bracing myself for the worst, fellas. I don't think they're playing ball. And part of that is the racial tension, COVID-19, and all of it. I don't think we're playing.
Oh, boy.
Steiny? You don't know, Steiny.
You know what I have up on my – it's like – I mean,
no, I don't know the answer.
It's okay sometimes. And you can get this as a soundbite. Sometimes it's okay to say, I don't know.
Wow.
However – and notice I paused after that to get that soundbite nice and crisp and clear. But, I'm gonna say no.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no. It just feels all too tenuous. Feels like they're kind of hanging up by a thread. And I'll keep rooting for it to happen, but. I don't.
We're reacting to new information. Every day we're reacting to new information, and this is big information. What do you say, B?
You know, I really didn't think the NBA was going to come back at all. I started to become hopeful. Then when they ratified the vote and all the owners voted to go to Orlando, I said, okay, maybe we got a shot here. Maybe we have a shot. But over the last week, when you see different news, every single day, it just feels like they're just trying to make this work on the fly. And you just can't do that. Not with a corporation like this. Not with all these games scheduled. They're just trying to put it together at the last minute and just cross their fingers that everything goes perfectly. And in this situation, everything's not going to go perfectly. It's just not. And I think by the time we get to July and you're going to see players still kind of miffed and they're going to still want to handle the racial issues. They want to see what happens in Minnesota with George Floyd and the police. They want to see what happens for Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky. Fellas, I don't think we're seeing NBA basketball in 2020. I don't think we're seeing it. I really don't.
And you know what I'm thinking about? Oh, go ahead, Bonte.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, please. I was – you know, you always say you want to find a positive in a bad situation. And you've mentioned earlier, Steiny, it's been 3 months since there's been no sports. And life still goes on. We wake up. We're still talking. And as bad and hurtful as that has been from not being able to react to games, I got to tell you, I had to trick myself into being excited for watching no home court advantage, watching guys play on the same court, the games during the day. And I guess I'm just greasing the skids to say there's no way teams and players can be affected by the pause that we've seen in the season and then pick up where you left off. You just can't manipulate that. The bodies, the game, where we were, how hot it was. So I say all that to say with my brush as I paint the picture of maybe this is the best thing to happen if they do go down this road, that it really was not supposed to happen, because those were just too many things that had to, you know, to where we kind of just had to accept this is not what NBA basketball should look like, especially with no fans. So I'd rather see the game come back now where the teams are playing in their own gym. The fans are loud. Hopefully we'll get to that juncture here in the next year. I don't want to see it with duct tape and Elmer's glue like it's about to transpire in Orlando. I'll watch it if we get there, but I think, fellas, I'd rather have Toronto and the Warriors vividly in my mind is the last NBA finals I saw where things were normal.
Well, you certainly can. I see where you're coming from. The one thing that I don't put any emphasis or value on is, okay, they haven't been playing for 3 or 4 months. Then they got to play. It's like, that's what they do. The basketball players, give them a month in the gym, they're fine. First couple games, they'll be rusty because it's hard to simulate games when you're practicing and scrimmaging. But that's the part that I know they'll be fine, the players, that is. And like I said, I'm just thinking more about the one thing that's driving this, and it's the one thing that is time. Everybody's time. We got to do it by then. We need this. August 1st, July 3rd. It's like, that's what I'm realizing is futile. That's futile to do that. Especially when you, like, and that's the thing that I think is a real issue is, you know, in order for any sport to start back up, you know, they either have training camp or you got to have it, you know, you have built-in training camp or you have to have one because of this. And it's like, a lot can change between the time, hey, we're going to start on August 1st. Well, you know what? You have no control over what's going to happen between now and August 1st. So that's great, but let's see how it plays out.
Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by California Highway Patrol Motorcycle Safety Program. We'll continue to talk some NBA. We'll get into some Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe we'll just touch on Draymond Green and what's going on in the Twitter world. We saw a like yesterday that didn't look too good for Draymond Green. So we'll get into that right here on BS&G. 888-957-9570. That's all sponsored by the California Highway Patrol Motorcycle Safety Program. As we all start to get back on the road again, now is the perfect time to think about taking a California Motorcyclist Safety course. Whether it's your first time on a motorcycle or if you've ridden before, anyone can benefit from learning the latest skills and techniques. Visit CaliforniaMotorcyclist.com to learn more.
Introducing the Dream Job Podcast, 95.7 The Game's newest podcast, featuring Dream Job finalists, Jabari Block.
You don't matter enough to be this controversial.
Alan Stiles.
But you know what? By 10 more inches, I'd probably be in the pros too. We'll never know.
And Adam Close.
All right, what's he famous for? Wearing a thong?
It's the Dream Job Podcast. Available each week on 95.7thegame.com and all of our social media platforms.
Are you stressed out and depressed because you want a divorce? Are you and your ex fighting over the kids for child custody or child support? Could it be you're not getting the spousal support you need to survive this storm? At the JAG Group Law Office, we hope every family can work through their problems. But if you're unable to resolve your issues, you need an experienced family law attorney, such as Attorney Tristan JAG Group of the JAG Group Law Office. Attorney Tristan JAG Group is an experienced family law attorney that's highly rated and awarded by other legal entities. He's passionate about meeting the needs of his clients, and he keeps his clients updated. For professional, on-point legal representation, call the JAG Group Law Office, 510-556-4013. That's 510-556-4013, 510-556-4013, or visit jaggrouplaw.com. That's JAGROOP law.com.
I feel like I'm being haunted by a pair of headphones. Everywhere I go is a creepy ad for headphones I looked at one time. I hate feeling like I'm being watched. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
Stop the spread of unwanted clutter by distancing yourself from all the junk you've accumulated over the years. Call Junk King today, the Bay Area's recycling-based junk removal and hauling service. Mention curbside and receive a 15% discount when you schedule your junk removal service. To ensure your health and safety is protected, we follow all CDC guidelines and offer virtual estimates, no-contact payments, 100% touchless pickups, and always use protective equipment. It's time for spring cleaning. Schedule your pickup with Junk King at 888-888-JUNK, 888-888-5865. Or junk-king.com.
This is an important message about coronavirus. You are at higher risk for getting seriously ill if you are over 65. If you have any serious underlying medical conditions like heart disease, chronic lung disease like asthma, diabetes, or if you are undergoing cancer treatment, stay home. Avoid close contact with others. Wash your hands frequently with soap and water for 20 seconds. Disinfect frequently touched objects like doorknobs and light switches. Visit coronavirus.gov for the latest information from the CDC. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Golden State Lumber is ready for all professional builders and contractors as construction returns within the Bay Area. Lumber yards are open from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and open on Saturdays in several locations. As your workload gets busy, save time by calling 855-GSL-YARD to pick up your orders or have materials delivered the next day. For more info, visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Since 1954, Golden State Lumber. When you succeed, we succeed.
Are you curious about who offers the best deals on top-rated Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs? The answer is surprising. It's not online, and it's not the warehouse clubs. The best deals on top-rated TVs are at Video Only. Don't believe it? Then check out the trade-in deals at Video Only. How about $500 for your old TV? Try doing that online. Before you buy that new TV, drop into Video Only. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
Outdoor Supply Hardware is hiring for their newest stores in Redwood City, Silver Creek, Clayton, and San Leandro. They're looking for friendly, hardworking, reliable people to fill all open positions. Whether part-time or full-time, we offer competitive pay, flexible hours, and great benefits. Visit osh.com for more details and to fill out an online application and sign up for emails to get the latest information on store openings. Outdoor Supply Hardware complies with all applicable equal employment laws, including the Americans with Disabilities Act. Qualified individuals with a disability may request reasonable accommodation from the company.
So, Evan, tell us about yourself.
Well, I have a great job in high tech, and I volunteer at the senior center.
And, what about your checking account? Do you pay bank fees?
I don't really know.
Daddy, I asked you not to mention bank fees.
But why would anyone pay bank fees when they can get totally free checking from Star One?
Daddy!
Say fooey to bank fees. Get totally free checking from Star One. Come get the star treatment at Star One.
$25 deposit required to open a checking account insured by NCUA. Go to staronecom.org or call 866-543-5202 for current rate.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Hey, couch surfers, we've got nonstop tunes to keep you rocking while you work. Oh, and Colleen, yes, you Colleen with a K. Your free trial of Movie Plus ends tomorrow and your card may be charged. Do you want to continue or cancel?
So meet Eno.
the Capital One assistant. Eno looks out for surprise charges, like when free trials expire, and helps if you need to fix them. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Limitations apply.
At Advance Auto Parts, we take the guesswork out of your oil change so you can get to work. Our experts will help you find the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with a qualifying premium oil filter for $33.99. Plus, get a free remote control car with purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1 after rebate. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
Shreve and Company, your favorite destination for luxury shopping since 1852.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
More of your phone calls coming up in just a second, but I've got an ultimate hashtag random for you guys.
Uh-oh.
Hashtag random. Today is the 50-year anniversary of Doc Ellis's no-hitter on LSD. The 50-year anniversary of Doc Ellis no-hitter on LSD. Now, I wasn't around for that.
What does that say?
I don't think any of us was around for that, really. But Doc Ellis, do you guys even believe that story that he threw a no-hitter on LSD?
I was high when I said that.
I think the answer
is I saw him
yes.
interviewed, Steiny. There was
I want to say it's 30 for 30 on it. Maybe not one of those mini E60 or whatever they're called. You know, the poor man's documentary. So there are a lot of details about it. He spot started. He didn't think he was going to pitch, but I don't think, but yeah, I mean, look, I've never taken LSD, so I don't know how long it lasts or any of that stuff, but
they don't even make it no more.
From what I've heard, it lasts a while, so good day. And from everything I've heard, it's a little, different than drinking alcohol or smoking marijuana. So I can't speak to it, I guess, is what I'm trying to get to.
I actually, guys, real quick, it's called No, a documentary, D-O-C-K-umentary. It's about Doc Ellis, his life, his career, throwing a no-hitter while on LSD. It's very good. I watched it when it was on Netflix. I'm not sure if it still is, but it's very, very good.
And it's one of the biggest moments. I was going to say, Guru, one of the biggest moments in the Pirates history, franchise history.
And I saw the interview. That's pretty good. I saw the interview, and he looked like a man that would tell no lies. Like he was getting after it, and he went out there and pitched. And I got to take the man at his word, but just wow, what does that say to,
Unbelievable. I did see the doc, and it was just funny how baseballs getting hit back to him looked like beach balls, how he didn't even know that he was pitching. He was on a high, and he looks at the newspaper, it's like, oh, damn, I'm scheduled to pitch tonight at 7:30 or whatnot. I forget what it was. And he's like, I need to get to the damn stadium.
If I'm not mistaken, Doc Ellis also gave up one of the most famous home runs, Reggie Jackson's home run in the All-Star game in 71 that went off the light tower at Detroit Tigers.
He gave that up?
Yeah.
I thought Reggie hit that out the stadium.
Maybe he was high then, too.
It was a cannon.
Well, a lot of dudes were playing on cocaine, so it ain't back that era. Tim Rock Raids.
I mean, that's up there with Lawrence Taylor playing under the weather, if you know what I mean.
What about the Villanova guys?
Wow, man. That's crazy.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Gary McClain.
Oh, my Lord.
He wrote a story about it in Sports Illustrated.
You want to get high?
Now, I'll say this. Back when I was young, in my 20s, you know, we had a ritual. We'd go to the gyms or whatnot. You know, we'd pass the peace pipe around, and I would go with some of my best days, you know, the little Snoop Dogg in me, and go in there and give you some buckets. So I'm saying that to say wow. is, maybe they can, you know, you know, Snidey, you get creative.
I don't know what you're talking about either, Guru. What's a piece?
You never played hoop impaired, Snidey? Never played basketball?
No, yeah, when you beat me at horse.
Oh, yeah. He's a competitor.
In his own backyard, Snidey was going. Hey, yeah, I beat him, Vontae.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't brag about that more. I don't know why you don't brag about that no more. I mean, you need to rub that,
that
in.
Is
Let's
my
go to Eric in San Francisco. Eric in San Francisco, you're on BS&G. What about Leo? Is Leo there? Leo in San Francisco. All right, he's gone too. All right, I want to do something that we got into a little bit last night. Rob Parker from Fox Sports 1, formerly at ESPN, longtime Michigan man, was covering the Pistons. I guess we could do this now. Let's hear what Rob Parker had to say about number 30, Steph Curry.
It's real simple. Ray Allen has made more threes and has made more clutch threes. That's what it comes down to. Steph Curry can make all the regular season threes he wants. He doesn't make the big shots. He's more like a high-paid Harlem Globetrotter making trick shots. But since 2000, Steph is only shooting 35% for his career in the last 2 minutes of close playoff games. By comparison, the other stars in the league, Durant shoots higher, 40%. Duncan shot higher, 40%. LeBron, 40%. Kobe, 42%. How about in the finals? Curry's free throw percentage drops 5.5% and 4.5% from three when you talk about the finals. His efficiency rating also drops in the playoffs. His turnovers increase. Steph is only 4 for 15 or 26% on shots to tie or win the game with less than 24 seconds to go. This is what I'm talking about. If you want to be considered the greatest shooter of all time, you have to make big shots when the games matter. One of the greatest shots in history, Ray Allen made. We're still waiting for Steph Curry's biggest shot. I'm waiting. You can like Steph Curry and say he's magical and, oh, my God, did you see that half-court shot? Make it when it matters. Ray Allen saved LeBron's bacon with one of the biggest threes in the history of the NBA. I would give Ray Allen the ball anytime over Steph Curry. Steph Curry is not the greatest shooter. It's Ray Allen.
Wow.
And that's Rod Parker. Rod Parker on Fox Sports 1.
Talk about a sound.
I'll try and get him on.
Yeah, you should try to get him on.
He's the gamote.
I like Rob Parker.
I don't know why that makes me
laugh. Never liked
not because I agree
mode,
with
yeah.
it. But anyway, well, it's not the most clever thing in the world, but I don't know. It just sounds funny when he says it.
I say he's an idiot.
Now, hit that again.
He's the gamote.
It makes me laugh the way he says it. Like, well, okay, I would disagree.
Wow.
I would say Stephen Curry's the greatest shooter I've ever seen.
Okay.
Or of all, I would say he's the greatest shooter of all time. I would. But I don't like he's picking out specific moments.
Right.
You know, and what we didn't hear was Chris Broussard's retort saying it wasn't the best clutch shooter of all time. It was the best shooter of all time.
Okay.
So I mean, I don't like. Oh, he had a. Well, I'm sure I could find a Steph Curry stretch where he shot 32% over a 10 game. But it's about a 10-year career. I mean, obviously, it's all subjective. But I would not want to be on the other side of an argument where the discussion is Steph Curry is the best shooter of all time. I do not want to argue against that.
Right, and I don't know how you can, and
well,
I like Rob, but yeah, but that was an agenda. He had an agenda, and it was to discredit Steph. And Bonte and Steiny, we went over this last year in Game 6 at Oracle. I think so highly of Steph Curry. Yeah, it was a difficult shot, the one he missed, for them to take the lead and maybe send it to a Game 7, but he didn't make it. And guys like Rob Parker use, here we go, what we talked about a few weeks ago, he didn't get an NBA Finals MVP. Guys like Rob use that to fuel their argument. And I think Ray Allen would tell you Steph Curry's the greatest shooter of all time. I think Reggie Miller would say it. We've heard him do Warrior games where on TNT where he's giving Steph all his flowers. Now, Bonte, I have no defense for the go-ahead shots, the 0-for-9 in the playoffs. You know, I have no defense for
under
that.
Under 20 seconds.
Okay. They're, in totality, that doesn't supersede what he's done for his career. The 400 threes in the sea. I mean, this is the best shooter we've ever seen. So it's all on where you want to go with it. And numbers do lie, fellas. And Rob tried to just basically manipulate him to fuel his argument. There's no way you can't, to me, think Steph is not the greatest shooter we've ever seen.
Yeah, that he went off about clutch and big shots. And I've seen Curry hit big shots. We've all seen Curry hit big shots. We've seen him hit big shots within 3 minutes. We've seen him hit shots within the last 5 minutes. We've seen him hit ice games with game winners or go-ahead jumpers. We've seen all that. So if we want to take a small sample size, oh, he's 0-for-9 in the last 20 seconds. I would love to see that shot selection or when those shots took place. It's a lazy argument by Rob, which is why I want to get him on. I'm like, Rob, you're better than this.
I would love to.
You're better than this. When you talk about the Warriors blowing a 3-1 lead, you know, and we got into it last night. Look, Isaiah Thomas had a phenomenal third quarter in the 88 finals in game 6. Phenomenal third quarter. Sprained ankle, could barely run, could barely walk. Phenomenal quarter. We've seen the flu game. It was a 23-year anniversary of the flu game yesterday, which is now like the food poisoning game. Why is it that we don't talk, and it's not making an excuse for him, but we just gloss over the fact that Steph Curry played 16 games in that playoff with a grade 2 MCL sprain. 16 playoff games with a grade 2 MCL sprain. And it just gets, nobody even brings it up like, oh, it's no big deal. It's a grade 2 MCL sprain in your knee. Like, I don't know. Nobody talks about that enough, in my opinion, in that 2016 run.
And it's why he didn't shake Kevin Love, but he never admitted. He never used it, Steiny. He never once used it. And because normally you're baked chicken curry, you know? That's the reason you didn't shake Kevin Love. And it was good defense from Kevin Love. But, you know, I'll say this about that, Bonte. When he was in Portland and said, I'm back, you know, I think people kind of were like, oh, okay, well, it was good for you. Even though you were dealing with that, you're back. And then when it, you know, they weren't falling, you can't go to I'm hurt. But Steph never used he was hurt for why, you know.
No, he's got his army. He's got his army out there talking about it. I mean, we talked about this a little last night. And this is not, to me, this is not about Steph Curry. It's about the fans of Steph Curry. Like, I'm sorry. It's not.
Are they any worse than LeBron fans?
I don't know. Yeah, you know what?
Jordan fans,
or Kobe, Shaq.
No,
like,
yeah.
And I was going to say, or I am with Larry Bird. But you know what? They are. I am different. Like, Bird wasn't the greatest player of all time. Steph, like, gosh. It's like, it's okay. Like, it's possible that he could have changed and revolutionized the game, but not be one of the greatest players of all time. Like, yeah. that is possible. The other thing is, and like, you guys talking about the MVP of the damn finals, and like, honestly, here's the way I think of it. All right, I have no idea what Larry Bird's stats were in the three NBA finals he played in. I just know he was the best player in the court in two of them, and he won the MVP. I don't know what certain, you know, I just know that Michael Jordan was the best player on the Bulls. Hakeem Olajuwon. And unfortunately for Steph, he's played in five NBA Finals. Not three. He's played in five. And he was never, apparently, the best player in the series.
And that
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He's never been the best player in an NBA Finals. Let's say that everybody where the he passed everybody's eye test.
Yeah,
like
you
it's
know
just
what?
Never happened. Unfortunately for him.
Speaking
man,
of
me, man,
I got something
you know,
to say to that.
Yeah, 2015, and I let Howard Beck off the hook yesterday. Forgot Howard Beck was one of the voters for the 2015 NBA Finals, who voted for, hell, I think Howard may have voted for LeBron James.
He voted for LeBron James.
He voted for LeBron James. And I forgot to give our good friend Howard Beck that smoke yesterday. And I felt bad about that. He was the best player, like, over the series. And LeBron James, I know he got the numbers, but he was so inefficient. They wore his ass down. Curry over the last three games was clear-cut to me the best player on the floor. And the fact he didn't even get a vote.
Well, that's the thing. Why did he not get one vote?
I'm going to say this, Bonte and Steiny.
Don't know.
And we call them apologists. We call them apologists when we basically had a show to where we knew the voters. We went through each voter's name. We went over Steph's stats in the series, but if you walked in a tavern somewhere else outside of the Bay Area, nobody wants to hear what Steph scored, averaged. At the end of the day, an award was given, and it didn't go to Steph. So I ask you two, did we all three of us, the trifecta, did we sound like apologists by saying what Steph did? But at the end of the day, it shouldn't matter because the committee gave it to another person. Did we do what apologists do? Try to make our own? You know, we talked about Bonte. You made compelling argument like, how did he not get the finals MVP? But a group of men and women didn't feel like you on that throughout the whole totality of the series that he was worthy. And Stoddy, you mentioned five times. I'm just sitting back like, damn, that ain't one time. That ain't two times. It's five, fellas.
If Iguodala got seven votes and Curry got four, or LeBron got six and Curry got three and Iguodala got three, he got zero. Steph Curry got zero MVP votes in that series. 11 voters, 7-4. Iguodala, 7. LeBron, 4. Steph Curry, 0. Like, I'm not – and, again, our friend Beck, Ashburner, these are – I don't think they're guys with an agenda. I don't think Howard Beck's got an agenda.
Right.
Hell, Rusty Simmons of the Chronicle was one of the voters.
Right. He was. He voted for Andre Iguodala.
Oh, God. Wow.
Sam Amick voted for Andre Iguodala. And we talked about that. Like, here's the issue, too. Like, in the last three games, LeBron was incredible the first three, right? He was incredible. But was he really, like, the fact that LeBron was getting votes, I almost think, and I know Jerry West won an award on the losing team, but how can you give an MVP award to a guy on the losing team? How could you even vote for a guy on the losing team? Like, LeBron James had so much juice behind him. And, you know, it felt like, man, Cleveland, the city that's never won anything. Boy, it would be good if they got a title or whatnot. And LeBron James comes away with four votes? Like, that just
but
goes
to, me,
to
Bonte,
there's something.
Yeah.
And I don't know about Steph's army. Curry does have an army of fans that, you know, Steph better and LeBron's got his army of fans, and Kobe, and everybody's got their army of fans.
Sure.
With the exception, I think, of Kawhi. I don't know if Kawhi has an army of fans. If so, I want to be one of the ringleaders of that army. But the fact that there is something that people have a problem with Steph. To Rob Parker's point that, you know, he's the greatest magician of all time. Oh, he shoots from 27 feet. They're all trick shots. The way he warms up or whatnot. There's not an agenda towards Steph Curry, but there's something that people haven't been able to accept in terms of just his greatness. Like, there's something missing from people where it's just like, you know, I don't know if Steph's really all that.
Well, I'm going to say this, and I told you guys, Stoney, real quick. I think Steph is his own worst enemy in this regard. He razzles, dazzles. He's almost basically amazing during the regular season. And I'm just wondering, subconsciously, do the voters, you know, does he have to, like, score 40 or 50 for them to be like he's having a great game?
No, he needs to be the best player in the series.
But we talked about it.
Nobody thought he was that year. Not one voter. Not one vote. Who was the best player in this series? Iguodala. Iguodala. LeBron. Iguodala. I nobody thought it was him. And this is, and Bata, you asked
this is
why.
Incredible.
I do think there are certain people that don't like Curry for whatever reason. But I do think that there isn't, like, I do believe that Steph Curry's the greatest player 6'3 or under. I truly do. But being 6'3 still is a disadvantage in the NBA if a guy you're playing against is 6'6 or 6'8 or right. 6'9. And through no fault of Curry's, I do believe he's easier to guard because he's not Kawhi Leonard. He's not Kevin Durant. Like, he's got to work harder for his shots. He's got to be more clever. He's got to be more deceptive. Why? Because he's 6'3". That's why. That's all. Not because of anything else. It's a little harder for a guy. Like, if you had the exact same player, 6'3 and 6'9", you know what? They're not the exact same player. The 6'9 guy's better, probably. Like, it's just kind of a truism in the NBA.
But to Bonte's point, you don't find it peculiar that he didn't get in that when Iggy got MVP, Stoddy, that he didn't get one vote?
No, that's, I don't.
Like, Iggy wasn't don't. That. I mean, Iggy was awesome, but he wasn't that great to where Steph didn't
series
get
switch.
One vote.
They made a lot. Look, whether you like it or not, they made a lineup change. They were down 2-1. They made a lineup change, and what? They won 3 in a row?
Wow,
death lineup.
Man. I mean,
death lineup. Death lineup. I mean,
I'm not.
No, I hear you. Like, you didn't vote. I get it, man.
I don't know what to say. I don't know who I would have voted for. Honestly, I can't remember the details. I mean, yeah, I remember the got it down 2-1. Love didn't play Kyrie. You know, here's the other thing: the fact that Love and Kyrie didn't play hurt Curry, no doubt.
Yep, no doubt
because,
about it.
Because the you know what, and we can hate him all we want. What LeBron did in that series was incredible. That team stunk.
No doubt.
So,
how about this, Scotty?
I don't know. You know,
you yeah, used to tease me. You used to tease me, and Bonte, this was before you were on the show. He would come down my road because he was like, "Guru, why do you care so much about the Finals MVP? Why do you care so much?" But I guess, you know, I kind of dumbed it down to the barbershop talk. Guys like Rob Parker, like all the greats have that on their mantle. And I wanted Steph to have that. And I feel like the further we get away, if we don't see Steph ever get back to that stage, I'm asking you two right now real quick. Now do you see where I was going, Stoney, that some people, and you could be like, who gives a damn, goo, but some people do when you talk about the GOAT or just how great he was, the fact that he doesn't have that next to his name kind of takes away just from how unstoppable or great he was, Bonte.
It does. I mean, a lot of people use that as an excuse to, you know, oh, they brought in Kevin Durant because Curry couldn't do it.
Wow.
Brought in Kevin Durant because Curry couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. So they brought in Kevin Durant. Now he has no Finals MVP. And that argument with the Finals MVP is going to be held over Steph's head for a long time. And I get it. Kevin Durant was special in 17 and 18. Special.
So
Curry was pretty damn good, too.
Yeah. My question is, okay, like, in everybody's mind, they have an assessment of Steph Curry. Whatever. Rob Parker, we just play. Who's the best shooter of all time? Ray Allen. Ray Allen, why not Steph Curry? Because Ray Allen made more big shots. And when you say greatest shooter, obviously he's saying, who do you want taking a three with a game on the line? Okay. Well, that's different. But, like, what does it all mean in the end? Curry's going to the Hall of Fame, right?
Gotcha.
I mean, all it really means is that when it's all said and done and we say who are the top 10 players of all time, you know, some will have Curry in it, some won't. Well, who are the top 20 players of all time? Most will probably have Steph Curry in it, or half. Some won't. But the fact that certain people, and I'll accept it, like, just for whatever reason, aren't crazy about him, let's just put it that way, it's not going to affect anything tangible other than this kind of thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it doesn't take away from his resume. He's got three titles. Like, hell, he'll say, you know, I'm sure if you ask Steph 10 years from now and he's got three titles, he'll be like, I don't care. Call me a role player. I don't care. I mean, my ring looks as great as any, you know what I mean? It's like, I do believe Steph doesn't care. I really do.
No, that I agree with.
I do, too. Let's get back into the NBA, folks. We'll talk about the Orlando bubble. Jock Brady coming up at 1 p.m. Whitey Gleason will host. We'll have some updated odds on this edition of Jock Brady between Steiny, Guru, and yours truly. And, of course, anything goes at 140. Anything goes. We'll play a phone call, which basically set the standard for anything goes right here on BSNG. All that coming up, plus your phone calls at 888-957-9570. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, still open to serve the community they love with full-service banking, no compromises.
Dan Dibley is growing out his luscious locks during the quarantine.
Squirt!
Oh my God, Dibbers! It is coming in thick.
It's out of control. All you have to do is Google the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. You have to get on down to Home Depot and get this thing taken care of with good old garden tools. It's out of control right now.
Squirt!
Listen to Joe Lowe and Dibs weekdays from 6 to 10 on 95.7 The Game.
Businesses are starting to bounce back. But what if you could do better than that? What if you could adapt, deliver, and succeed in new ways with new customers? At Comcast Business, we want to help you not just bounce back, but bounce forward. And now, with one of our best offers ever, we're committed to helping you do just that. Get a powerful and reliable solution with internet, voice, and security edge for only $29.95 a month for 3 months with a 2-year agreement. It'll help you stay ahead with a network you can count on. Stay connected with 24/7 support and thrive with flexible solutions that work wherever you are. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online today to find out more. Comcast Business. Offer ends 7/5/2020. Restrictions apply. Limited to new Comcast Business 100 megabits internet, one voice mobility line, and security edge customers. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change.
Stop the spread of unwanted clutter by distancing yourself from all the junk you've accumulated over the years. Call Junk King today, the Bay Area's recycling-based junk removal and hauling service. Mention curbside and receive a 15% discount when you schedule your junk removal service. To ensure your health and safety is protected, we follow all CDC guidelines and offer virtual estimates, no contact payments, 100% touchless pickups, and always use protective equipment. It's time for spring cleaning. Schedule your pickup with Junk King at 888-888-JUNK, 888-888-5865, or junk-king.com.
Are you a metalhead, reggae lover, EDM addict? Whatever your musical tastes, the radio.com app now makes it even easier for you to find more of the music you love. Use the new Explore feature to discover new stations that match your interests. We're talking hundreds of pop, classic rock, hip-hop, jazz, alternative stations, and more. Radio.com has something for everyone. News junkies and sports fanatics, find your local stations and podcasts covering your local community and your favorite teams. Download the Radio.com app on the App Store or Google Play.
The art of luxury. The art of style. Tap into your unique personal style at All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone houses the Bay Area's most extensive collection of tile and stone, including a coveted inventory of exotic natural stone, marble, as well as a variety of porcelain slab. Their four showrooms in Burlingame, Berkeley, Dublin, and San Jose showcase the finest porcelain tiles, handmade ceramics, and artisan glass available. Your artistic options are limitless. All Natural Stone. The art of living. Visit them online at allnaturalstone.com.
ABC 7 News on Coffee TV delivers weeknights at 7 and 11:30 p.m. A full hour of news at 7 with in-depth stories of the day, keeping you up to date with all the latest information on world and local events in these unprecedented times. And at 11:30 p.m., Coffee TV has the last word of the day. ABC 7 News on Coffee TV 20, covering the entire Bay Area and the world, always at a time that's right. 7 and 11:30 every weeknight. ABC 7 News on Coffee TV.
It's the Warriors Remix. Brought to you by Video Only.
This Warriors Remix, a listen back to our in-arena announcement during the playoffs in 2016 as Draymond Green was honored for his commitment to the community.
Draymond Green's efforts to support children and families in need throughout the Bay Area is being recognized with the presentation of this season's Alvin Attles Community Impact Award. This annual award, named in honor of Warriors legend Al Attles, recognizes a current Warriors player who goes above and beyond to support underprivileged youth in the Bay Area.
It's very, very important for me to continue to see youngsters like Draymond doing what he's doing, because we need more people like out there doing what he does.
That, Al Attles. And with the award, donations were made to the First Tee of the East Bay and the Fam First Family Foundation. With this Warriors Remix, I'm Lawrence Scott.
That was the Warriors Remix, brought to you by Video Only. Make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't, you'll be sorry.
At Floorcraft Carpet One Floor and Home in San Francisco, we're here to help you with the home project you've been waiting to do. And when you come in now, you can save up to $1,000 during our Save Big, Shop Small sale with special financing available. Come into Floorcraft Carpet One and find the perfect new floor, appliance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.